So today I will be speaking about how we have been working on establishing state and national metrics to track the progress of preventing diabetes. Why diabetes? Well, we do know that about 29 million Americans have diagnosed diabetes. However, under the tip of that iceberg, there's actually 86 million adults, which is more than one out of three, that have prediabetes. And what prediabetes is an elevated blood glucose levels that are higher than the norm, but not high enough to be actually diagnosed as diabetes. And we do find that individuals who have prediabetes, there's only one in 10 know that they have it. So a majority of the population is not aware of their condition. Prediabetes is considered to be reversible, where although the plasma glucose levels are higher, they can be lowered. And however, if this is not taken into account, we do find that these individuals with prediabetes are at a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes, and they are also at a very increased risk of cardiovascular disease and death. So the National Diabetes Prevention Program is a lifestyle intervention program that is designed to slow or prevent the development of type 2 diabetes. It's run by lifestyle coaches that teach either in-person or virtual classes to the participants, and it's focused on a comprehensive program of weight loss, physical activity, healthy eating, exercise, diet, basically modifying your behaviors to live a healthier lifestyle and reduce the risks of progressing to or developing diabetes. These interventions have been shown to reduce the incidence of diabetes by about 58%. So what are some challenges that we have been seeing with regard to prediabetes and diabetes and trying to successfully implement a diabetes prevention program? Well, number one, there's very low awareness of the whole prediabetes condition, where about more than 90% of adults are unaware of it. Affordability, there's actually very limited coverage by health insurers that will provide coverage for these diabetes prevention programs, both in the public and the private sectors. There's also limited availability of these DPP in-person programs, so that's another restriction. And we also have found that as physician involvement in this whole screening, testing, referrals, and engaging patients to go in for these DPPs is actually very low. And if we are able to get physicians to screen, test, and refer, we do find that we find higher enrollment rates in the diabetes prevention programs, higher likelihood of adhering to the program and completing it, and reaping the benefits of the outcomes. So those are our areas that we want to focus on. So what are we doing? What are we exactly doing? Well, the American Medical Association has collaborated with the CDC to develop what we call a CASE for preventing type 2 diabetes. And the acronym stems from the awareness, coverage, availability, screening, and referral, and enrollment in for diabetes prevention programs. So this is what we call our pillars of success. And what we want to do is in all five areas, improve the sectors. So with regards to awareness, we want to increase public and clinician awareness of prediabetes as a treatable condition, basically getting people to know that, hey, make sure you watch out for this. Coverage, we have been extensively working on increasing health plan coverage for the diabetes prevention programs by engaging with employers and other entities that have, engaging in discussions with them, trying to get them to cover the DPP as a covered benefit. We've been working with the CDC to increase the availability of diabetes prevention programs across the nation. We have an initiative that we work on state by state, but where we have targeted states that we're interested in, but on a national level, the CDC's been trying to ramp up this program. The American Medical Association has developed protocols for encouraging physicians to screen and test and refer their patients to so that you know the condition can be caught earlier and then they can be you know adequately sent to the intervention program. And we've also been working with the CDC to increase participation in diabetes prevention programs, which includes both enrollment in the program itself, but also trying to improve completion rates. So what I want to do is real quick, just go through pillar by pillar. And I, unfortunately, because I can't share with you like our metrics dashboard because of the CDC restrictions and you know confidentiality and things of that nature, I just want to tell you about the components that feed into that dashboard and then how we use that to track our progress. So for awareness, what we are looking to see is how many individuals are aware of the condition that they have prediabetes, and also to you know encourage people to know about what prediabetes is and if they're at risk for it. So the AMA and CDC have launched what we call Prevent Diabetes Stat, which is a website targeted towards both patients and the public and then also healthcare professionals, where what we're doing is in providing all the information they need. We've also been adding, what we've been following is, okay, how many individuals are you know viewing the website, how many individuals are downloading the CDC screener for prediabetes, and how many individuals are downloading some of our toolkits that are you know encouraged to help with the screening and testing and enrollment in the DPP. We are also focusing our efforts on expanding coverage for these community-based diabetes prevention programs and helping remove some of the financial barriers that individuals would face if they did want to participate in this. And again, as I mentioned, it's critical for physicians to be engaged in this process. And in that way, if we are able to achieve coverage for DPPs by targeting employers, commercial insurers, public payers, this will be very beneficial to the population. So we've been tracking a public and private insurers that are providing coverage for DPPs, and we've also been tracking employers that are offering the DPP to employees as either a covered benefit or part of their wellness program. And a lot of this information we've been collecting is through publicly available information, press releases, news articles, and reports that the CDC gets from its grantees. And a lot of our internal work with our unit that deals with this at the AMA. But we've also been working on developing a tool for employers and insurers to track their like net cost savings and returns on investment in diabetes prevention programs, and then information from there can be helpful to further expand this coverage sector. We also have been tracking availability of the DPPs throughout the country through what we call the DPRP database that the CDC maintains for us, and this includes both in-person and virtual programs. And basically, by adhering to the CDC's requirements for a DPP, we are able to keep things very standardized in terms of you know the type of program that these individuals will be participating in, to make sure everyone receives everything within the specific requirements of the content and delivery. Everything is uniform, and the DPRP database is a very ongoing data collection, so everything's updated like daily. Sometimes it's like, okay, we have new numbers, we have new pending numbers, so on and so forth. With regards to screening, testing, and referral, the AMA has developed some toolkits that we've been disseminating for primary care, which includes, which is intended to engage clinical teams and practices to identify their high-risk patients and connect those patients to their local DPP programs. And finally, with regards to enrollment, we've been tracking the number of eligible participants that actually enroll in the diabetes prevention program so that they have at least attended one session. And we also track the number and percentages of these enrollees that actually complete the diabetes prevention program. And it's a program, I didn't go into much detail about the various logistics of it, but it's basically 16 sessions over the course of the year, and then they have what they call like a sustainability period where they, you know, keep where they go on for the program for a larger period of time. But we have what we define as completion is at least they've attended 12 sessions of the full year program, and that's what we look to see how many individuals do that. So with regards to measuring our impact, what does our success look like? So our goal is to develop these strategic pillars as an essential framework for action and track them, what the components of each of the five pillars, both nationally and at a state level. And this will we're hoping will help us measure the impact of the AME and CDC actions to determine what further work needs to be done, or to track hopefully our success and progress. And by developing the operational tracking system of these metrics that can be applied to evaluate progress towards diabetes prevention goals. So we do hope to look at these metrics. They're currently under development, but then to follow them either biannually or annually, both at the national and state level, to help reduce the incidence of diabetes and also target those that have pre-diabetes. Thank you so much.
Questions? Please direct your question to one of our speakers. Any questions? Any comments? Yes, ma'am. Any other questions? Well, we'd like to thank you for coming to our session.